Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Monday morning in the Gibbs home is just as busy as a Monday morning in any home after the welcome relaxation of the weekend. But this Monday morning is an especially busy one, for today Nora and Freddie Lang are moving out of the Gibbs house into a home of their own. In Nora's bedroom, Penny Gibbs helps the young girl pack her things. Nora says,
"Oh, crickets, Penny, I had no idea I'd accumulated so many things."
"Oh, Nora, it's amazing how quickly we collect things over a period of time."
"Mm-hmm.
But this isn't really too much for the length of time you've been here, I don't think."
"Well, maybe not. I'm still awfully glad that Freddie's driving us out to the house in the truck."
"Yeah, oh, you can pack this too, darling."
"Okay.
Yeah, you're moving out in a great big way, aren't you?"
"Mm-hmm."
"By the truckload."
"Well, by the small truckload."
"At least you're happy about it for a change."
"Well, you know, I'm getting used to the idea of moving out, Penny. I'm getting excited about moving into my own home."
"You should be, darling."
"Mm-hmm.
Has all your furniture been delivered?"
"Oh, everything but the brake front. Well, they didn't have the one I wanted. I mean, they didn't have it in stock."
"Oh, I see. Well, I think you can get it along without it for a while. Here, take these, will you?"
"All right.
There you go."
"I got it." "Yes, and I think it'll be another month before we can have it, too. That's what the man said, anyway." "Oh, you know, Penny, we spent an awful lot of money on furniture. But Freddie insisted on getting the best."
"Now, I think that was smart."
"I know, but, well, we really couldn't afford to spend so much. Well, not that we went into debt, because we didn't, but, well, we could have had furniture for just a little more than half the price."
"Oh, darling, it's often wise to spend a little more to get the best, because the best will last longer. And eventually you'll have saved."
"Well, that's what Freddie said. He said we should get furniture that we wouldn't have to replace, or, well, stuff that we wouldn't get tired of in a year or two."
"Sometimes that man you marry proves he has a good head on him."
"And sometimes you wonder whether or not he has a head, don't you?"
"I know he has a head, Nora, but I sometimes wonder what he has in it."
"Oh, speaking of the sometimes brainless wonder..."
"Uh-huh."
"Just pull the truck into the driveway."
"Oh."
"Oh, thank goodness we've just about finished packing. Freddie hates to wait."
"No, he won't have to wait. We won't keep him sitting idle. If he's in a hurry, he can pitch in and help us finish packing up here."
"I think we can finish it, Penny. Just this box and then we're done."
"Okay, wait, I'll get the rest of this stuff. We're really nearly finished, huh?"
"Mm-hmm, believe it or not. Oh, I think we better check the bureau drawers. We might have missed one."
"Well, all right, take this and I'll look through them."
"All right, I've got it."
"Oh, you and Freddie have eaten at your father's tonight, or are you cooking home?"
"Freddie thinks we're eating at Daddy's, but Daddy and I have a surprise for him at our house."
"Oh, don't tell me your father's well enough to go out."
"Well, one of the men at the farm is going to drive him over for dinner."
"Mm-hmm. I'm glad to know he's that well."
"Well, he really isn't too well, Penny, but he caught me pouting after he invited us to spend our first evening at the farm, so a little while later he arranged to come over to our place. It's going to be a real surprise for Freddie."
"No, it won't be much of a surprise. Freddie has a nose for home cooking. Wait till I get this drawer over here."
"Oh, he's not going to be near the house until almost dinner time. Daddy's going to see that he has something for Freddie to do on the farm until late this afternoon."
"I see. It'll be a wonderful housewarming party."
"Oh, we're not going to have our real housewarming for some time yet. But when we do, you'll come, won't you, Penny?"
"Of course I will. I hope we'll arrange to have it at a time when I won't be too busy."
"We will.
The community center's going to open soon, you know, and before long I'll be spending a certain amount of time at the hospital."
"Oh, we'll make it for whenever you can be there."
"No, darling, don't go to all that trouble. Let's just hope it'll be mutually convenient." Well, there doesn't seem to be anything left in those drawers, Nora.
Oh, did you look at all of them?
Yes, darling, all of them. Wait, I'll get the closet.
Oh, would you do that, please?
Yep, the closet's empty.
Good.
Oh, I
guess you're packed.
Yes.
Oh, except for these things on the bed here. Oh, but Freddie was going to bring two or three boxes in with him.
He should bring them up in a minute.
I'm surprised he hasn't come upstairs long for this.
Me too.
I wonder what's keeping him.
Oh, he's probably talking to Julie or Mr. Billy.
No, they're both out. Neither one of them are here.
Oh?
No. Wait, I have an idea. There may be something in this box. Wait a minute.
Jen's at the office.
Oh, and Julie's at school, isn't she?
Wait till I open this box and see if there's anything left in it.
Oh, you know, I've been so wrapped up in my own affairs, I've forgotten all about everyone else. And your mother isn't home either, is she?
No, she's downtown shopping. That's empty, too.
I guess you really are all fixed.
I think so, Penny.
Peg left to find a job, too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. We're the only people home with the exception of Valerie, and she's in the playpen in the nursery. Oh, I wonder what's keeping Freddie.
Oh, he's probably fixing something in the basement. He said there was something down there he wanted to fix before he left.
No, I guess that's what he's been doing then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get these things on the bed ready to put in boxes.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then I'll go downstairs and get the boxes myself.
More of the time, can't you, Freddie?
I'd left to look for a job a minute sooner. I would have missed you.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been all right with you, wouldn't it, Peg?
Oh, Freddie, aren't you ever going to like me? I do so want these few minutes alone with you before you move out. I want to say goodbye.
Well, now, look, Peg, where do you think I'm going? China?
No, of course not. I know we'll be seeing you and Nora from time to time, often, I hope, but I just want to...
Sure, we'll be here as much as ever before, except just before Nora's baby is born. Then we might move into town and stay here, you know, so we'll be near the hospital.
That sounds like a good idea. It would be like Penny to offer to have Nora here.
Yeah, but she didn't bargain to have me here, too. I kind of invited myself along. Because I'm not going to be caught away from Nora when that baby's born.
No, you prospective fathers are all alike. Just what good do you think you'll be to Nora?
Me? Oh, none at all, but I just want to be around. That's all.
Oh, of course you do. Any husband would want to be at a time like that. Well, what are you hoping for? Boy or girl?
I'll take either. Or one of each, as long as Nora's okay.
Oh, she will be. Well, Freddie, you and Nora are more or less entering into a new sort of life all at once, aren't you?
What do you mean, a new sort of life?
Well, becoming parents and having a home of your own. You know, I'm awfully happy for you.
Thanks.
You don't believe I'm sincere about that, do you?
Oh, sure I do.
Freddie, I thought we were going to start being honest with each other.
Well, to be honest with you, I guess I can't change my opinion of you overnight, Peg. But I am doing my best to.
I'm sure you are. Well, what can I do to help? That is, if you want help.
Just don't try and rush me, that's all. Let's just let time take care of things.
But while time is taking care of things, you'll be out at the farm worrying about who's taking care of Penny, won't you?
Well, I don't like the idea of not being able to keep an eye on you, Peg. You really don't mind if I'm that honest, do you?
Oh, no, not at all. And I'll be equally honest. You know, I'll feel a lot better knowing that I'm not being watched by an eagle and critical eye.
Oh, so the truth comes out, doesn't it? Well, Peg, with me gone, you'll be able to cross Penny up at any time at all in any way you like.
If I have any intention of crossing her. And we agreed, didn't we, that I have no such intention?
Well, we declared a truce, yeah. And you promised not to hurt Penny. I, in turn, promised not to run you down to Penny... until I had the goods on you, remember?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're both going to find it quite easy to keep our promises, aren't we?
Well, you just keep yours, and I think mine will keep automatically. Maybe I am moving away from here, but not too far away, Peg. And my thoughts are always going to be here, where a large hunk of my heart belongs. So you just behave yourself, Peg, or you'll be a very sorry character. A very sorry.
Penny, I thought this was going to be a tearful goodbye, but it's not at all.
Oh, Nora, it isn't even a goodbye, but I am going to miss you.
Yeah, me too, I hope, Gibbsy. Say, what are you going to do for noise around this layout, huh?
I think my daughter will take over where you left off, Freddie.
You know, and Valerie's beginning to take a lot of noise-making on herself.
She is, huh?
Yes, she is. Oh, have you said goodbye to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just saw Mrs. Billings in the kitchen, and, yes, we phoned Mr. Billings at the office.
And I kissed Julie goodbye before she left for school this morning. And I did a little nose-rubbing with Valerie, too. The best I could get back in response was just a gurgle.
Oh, Freddie. Oh, I guess that's it, then.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, I hate to see you two leaving.
Maybe this should have been a private farewell.
Oh, no, Peg, don't go. If you do, I'll turn sissy and start to cry. Oh, Nora.
Hmm?
Here's a little package, darling.
Oh, crickets, Penny. You shouldn't have.
I was wondering who was going to get that, Gibson. Say, don't I get anything, too?
Yes, you get something, too. Here's something for you.
Oh.
Good luck, Freddie. And the best of everything in the new home.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Gibsy. I think that even Nora understands when I say that's, well, just about the most important kiss I ever had.
Of course I understand. Thanks for the present.
Nora, don't you dare open that.
No.
I don't want you to look at it till you're home.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Peg.
Yeah, Peg, so long now.
Bye, Nora. Bye, Freddie. And if you'll invite me, I'd like to come over and see you someday
soon. You're welcome anytime, Peg.
Yeah, Peg, just remember that, will you? And remember what we talked about before, will you?
Huh? I won't forget a word of it, Freddie.
Good. Well, so long now.
Bye.
Goodbye, Penny.
Goodbye, Freddie.
Bye, Penny.
Bye.
Nora.
There they go.
In so many ways, I'm sad about it, Peg. They've been so much a part of this house and its life. My life. When they walked out that door just now, it was as... Oh, Peg. I think I just had a chill.
Well, the door was open for a rather long time. I was getting slightly chilled myself.
No. No, it wasn't a chill from the air. It came from outside. With a funny kind of a pain. Oh, Peg, they're such children to be going out into the world by themselves.
Oh, nonsense. They're not children. It'd be good for them to be on their own. It's about time they had responsibility.
I suppose so.
And it's good for you that they've gone, Penny. Please don't misunderstand my meaning.
Well, frankly, I don't understand it.
Well, it's just that there are now just two less people to influence you. And Freddie, those intentions were certainly always good, did upset you over nothing just a few times too many.
Yes, he did. Especially about you.
Well, it's just the two of us now. Now maybe we can be the friends we used to be.
We are the friends we used to be, Peg.
I think we are. Penny, you still cold?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, here. I'm one of those people who are always warm. Maybe if I put my arm around you.
No, thanks, Peg, just the same, but I'll put on a jacket or something. I'll be all right.
So Penny has instinctively drawn away from Peg. Is this accidental, or does Penny inherently distrust her friend? And how will the departure of Nora and Freddie Lang affect Penny's life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB! KCB! KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay and get just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.